We are in Mesilas Yesharim. Picking up where we last left off. The Chacham basically describes his perspective on Avodas Hashem. His perspective on piety, his perspective, so to speak, on Chassidus. And presented to us a really passionate, deep, full presentation of what Avodas Hashem is. And like we talked about before, for many of us, at least certainly can speak for myself, I always feel when I read that, Halavaya was as much of a chassid as the chacham is. Right? He's just, you kind of get that sense of like, how much more is there to go? And to our surprise, and hopefully delight, the chassid responded to that presentation about how kavana is the core, kavana is the main thing, you want to infuse all of your mitzvot, and the actual action is just the externality, but what's inside the mitzvah is what counts. So Amar HaChassid, what we finished off with last time, Achi, yadata harbe, ach ma shetzarich lishlemut atzmecha, hayadata. No, that's where we left off, sorry. There we go. Achi, amarta harbe, uma shehayiti tzarich ani lomar lecha, that which I needed to tell you, hikdamtani ata. That was a great preface to everything that I wanted to tell you. That was a great introduction for what I wanted to talk to you about. And the Chacham gets flared up. What page are we on in your packets?
14.
Page 14. The Chacham says, Davarze, Eino misupakes lishet sarek shi tifaiseni bo. This is not something which I'm confused about that you need to persuade me. Achin yateid tzakuahu, itzal kol Chacham livadai. This is a peg that's embedded into every single Chacham, to be sure. What's the question? Every Chacham knows this to be true. I quoted you, Ma'amrei Chazal. I quoted you, Psukim. I quoted you so many things. Of course the Chacham who's engaged in Torah knows that this is what it takes for Avodas Hashem. What more could you possibly tell me? Amar HaChassid. Ach sheila achat eshal mimcha. I'll ask you one question. Hine. Kol amitzarech lishlemut ha'adam. Everything that's necessary for the perfection of man. Kvar amarta shurak klal hatarjag mitzvot asher mitzavinu bahem. You've already told me that it's only the 613 mitzvot which we're commanded. Omnam, however, hatarjag mitzvot hinei kitzarinhein. They're very short. There's only 613 of them. Pick one a day, little over a year, and you're done. What are you spending your whole life working on? Right? V'chol hayuna rav shasita kol kach shanim. All of this work that you've done for so many years. In kei po mehaya. What are you spending your time on? 613 mitzvot? That's quick. Just read the list. Maybe memorize it. Take a few months. What's the question? What are you spending all your time on? Amar HaChacham. Hamitzvot einam yoter mitaryag. The mitzvot are only 613. Ach al kol achat mehem ne'emar, but about each one it says, and he's quoting the same pasuk again, aruka me'eretz midah urechava mine'yam, that they're more vast than the land and deeper than the sea. They're infinite. Each mitzvah is infinite. Ki aklalim hem kitzarim ume'atim. The general principles are short and small. Ach ha'pratim u'pratei ha'pratim. The details, and the details of those details, infinitely. Mitrabim v'olchim. They're a tremendous amount and keep going forward. Ad she'ein lehem gvul klal, that there's no border at all. They're infinite. Alkein. Lulei sfarim kiflayim ima shechubru kvar alehem ayu mechubarim. Even if there were twice as many books that were already written about the mitzvot, hinei adayin lo yaspiku l'chol ha-mitzareich l'havdim kol davar aburyo. There still wouldn't be enough to explain everything to its clarity. True, there are 613 mitzvot and only 613. But you could spend your whole life opening up the 613 mitzvot. What kind of question is that, Chassid? Of course you need to keep learning your whole life to understand the 613 mitzvot. That's not even a question. Says the Chassid. I would say cries the Chassid. Do your ears not hear what your mouth is saying? Mitzvah l'shiv basukah, zeklal sheyish bo kolkach pratim. The mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah, it's a general principle which has so many details. It's a law with so many details. שצריכים להם כל כך הלכות, that have so many הלכות attached to them, וכל כך שאלות ותשובות ועדיין אין דיים, and so many שאלות and תשובות, so many דברי שו"ת, so many questions and answers that were written by Rebbeim throughout the ages, posted throughout the ages on this, that it's still not enough. מצווה להניח תפילין, the mitzvah of putting on tefillin every day, כמו כן שצריך לדי ערו, כל כך הלכות וכל כך פסקי דינים, it also requires so many הלכות and so many פסקי דינים. Mitzvah l'kadesh chodashim, the mitzvah of sanctifying the new month. Mitzvah l'aniach mezuzah, the mitzvah of putting a mezuzah on the door. Kol eila elef sheilot u'tshuvot ein dai l'va'aram. 1,000 shailos and tshuvas is not enough to explain them. Mitzvah shekol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. U'klal she'im u'pratim. The mitzvah, that everything that you do needs to be l'shem shamayim. That's a mitzvah that has no details. Klal she'im tzarich be'or. Is that a general principle which doesn't need any describing? Kol she'akol yordim l'omko miyad bli iyun uvli limud klal v'ikar. A general principle which everybody just dives down to its deepest depths immediately without any investigation, any learning at all? Is that so simple? V'hayirah, fear, awe of God. Ha'ava, loving God. Kol kach pishutim v'varim. Are they so simple and clear? Ein shayach ba'em yun v'talmud, that it's not relevant to them, investigation and learning. You're telling me that every mitzvah requires so much yun, that every mitzvah is infinite. You're telling me all of these mitzvot, avat Hashem, yirat Hashem, everything should be l'shem shamayim. These things are so simple. These are the things that don't require so much yun.
But aren't they
against
what's going on? Is the Chacham just talking about, like, he's just talking about, like, the general mitzvot, right? And, like, the Chassid is talking about, like, what areas exactly?
He's talking about very specific mitzvot, what we would call mitzvot hatiliyot balev. Okay. Mitzvot that are dependent upon one's heart, one's emotions, one's right. Internal world. But no less mitzvot. No less counted amongst the Taryag mitzvot. And he's asking a very powerful question. You're sitting in the Beis Medrash all day. You're learning all of these mitzvot. You, and he's talking here to the Torah world, you're ignoring the mitzvot that are tzoliyot v'alev. Are they so obvious that they don't require even like the rest of the mitzvot? Is that why you're ignoring them? Are you telling me that that's the case?
So he's saying, like, that the Chacham doesn't think that these fall under the 613
mitzvot? No, not they don't fall under the 613 mitzvot. He's saying, if they fall under the 613 mitzvot, how come you don't treat these mitzvot like every other mitzvot? Why do you spend hours and hours in shilas and shuvas and books learning about them? Why do you practically interact with them as though they're somehow totally different from the mitzvah of sukkah, from the mitzvah of mezuzah, from the mitzvah of halachas neir shabbos? That those you spend hours in the Beis Medrash learning about, but you don't spend any time learning about the mitzvah of ahava and yirah. If they're part of the tariyah, aren't they infinite too? Don't they require study also?
Did he say that? I don't know.
Amar HaChacham. He's relating to the Avirah of the time, which I would claim has not changed.
Okay.
Amar HaChacham. These are words, the words of the Chacham in the next few paragraphs are words that I've heard in Batei Medrash Bezman Hazeh. Said to me. Nothing has changed. Amar HaChacham. Aval dvarim eile hem dvarim pishutim. What are you talking about? Of course these are simple things, says the Chacham. Ki ein sarich kol kach havana lavin sarich lirah rabah milfanav yibarach mipnei godel ro'emutzo. It doesn't take so much understanding to understand that one needs to fear or be in awe of God tremendously before Him because He's so great, because He's so high, and He's so lofty. Ula havauto yutzer mikol davar shenah ba'olam, and love Him more than anything else in the world. Right? It's an easy thing to say. I love Him more than anything else in the world. What else is there to do? How difficult is that to understand? You need to fear Him, you need to be in awe of Him, you need to love Him. I don't understand what we're talking about, says the Chacham. Ulid kaveh b'kol ha'asim avodot ha'yibarach. And to make sure that everything that you do is guided toward Hashem. These are simple things, Chassid. What are you talking about? Amar ha'chassid. Eini yachol ha'avin. I can't understand. Eich efshar she'ata. How you, of all people, you. Asher ish chacham ata. You're a chacham. Definitionally in our Sefer, he's called the chacham. You are a chacham. How is it possible? Asher darkecha l'dabdik b'kol davar, where your whole way is to be nuanced about every single thing, yichudah shel machat, like the top of the pin of a needle. That's how closely you examine everything. Uvadavar hazeh, atah mitratze b'shetach ha'inyanim. Here you're okay with a superficial understanding of everything. Umotzi atah davar amok, kazeh kol kach al nakalah. You take something that's so deep, so lightly. Omnam. Emorna betom livavcha. Tell me in the purity and the simpleness of your heart. Be honest with me, says the chassid. Be honest for a second. Kimosho tzita kol kach zman. As much time as you've put out. Ve'emakta kol kach lachkor bedinim asher chakarta uvachachmot asher chipasta. In all of the things that you've looked into in terms of the laws, and all of the intelligence that you've worked on building for yourself and looking into in your whole life and that you've seeked out. Hotzita asirit hazmanahu. Have you spent 1/10 of that time? O echad mi'esar imashe chakarta bechokhmot ahim. Have you taken 1/10 of your life? Forget 1/10 of your life. Have you taken even 1/10 of your study time of your life? I'll make it even less. Have you taken 1/10 of your actual study time to learn these areas of chokhmah? Bachakirot hayirah v'ahava uvidiat tarat hakavana v'nikayun alivav. And deeply investigating awe of God, love of God, knowing to be have pure thoughts and straight kavana and a purity of heart. And in all the thousands of shilas and shuvas that you've read, asher karita v'shanita, which you've read and you've gone over again and again, have you found shilas and shuvas on these topics? Amar HaChacham. You want to get honest? You want to get truthful? You want to be straight up? I'll tell you the truth. Ani Omar HaEmet. I'll tell you the truth. Vaday shelo hutziti ba'yun hazeh chilek echad min hamatayim. I'm confident in that. I haven't taken out of my iyun, out of my time of investigation, even 1 out of 200. O echad min elef, or 1 in 1,000 amount of time, shotziti b'shar ha'iyunim, that I've taken to learn anything else. Achani hineni ma'amin bevaday. I believe in truth with certainty. She'ein makom lachakirot v'havchanot rabot b'ninim ha'ilu. I believe with truth, with surety, that there's no room for investigation and understanding on a deep level, on an intense level, in any of these areas. Achar she'ein inyanim pshutim u'mevorarim. Because these are things that are simple and clear. That's the perspective of the Chacham. The Chacham is willing to stand confidently behind the fact that things like Ahava, Yira, Tarat Alev, Tarat Amoach, Nikayon Alev, these things are simple. These are not things that we need to be wasting our time on. It's a very frightening perspective. And I want to let that sink in a little bit, because in my experience in the Torah world, not necessarily from the Rebbeim, from the Gedolei Hador, for sure not. What makes them Gedolei Hador is that they have the rounded perspective. But the people sitting in a Beit Midrash, it's my first experience in a woman's Beit Midrash, but I strongly suspect that it's not necessarily so different. There's a general feeling that intelligence is what reigns supreme. What we often look at, or may refer to, or may think of as a Gadol Hador, maybe a Chacham Hador. It's not enough to know Shas Baal Peh. The Chacham knows Shas Baal Peh. It's not enough to know Torah Umada Baal Peh. And yet, a large portion of the Torah world will claim that that is where 99% at least of one's investigations, of one's engagement in Torah, engagement in Avodas Hashem belongs. And phrases like, what are you wasting your time on Ava, on Yira, let's change it, let's rephrase it. He's basically saying that to the Chassid. We learned who the Chassid was in the opening chapter of the book, in the introduction of the book. Wasting your time on Sifrei Musar, Chassidut, Hashkafa, Midrashim. What are you wasting your time for? I want to relate to you one short conversation. I can, at another time, relay many conversations. One short conversation, just to hear that. We live in a generation, before even that conversation, we live in a generation where people say to one another, right now while you're in the base medrash, What are you learning Chumash for? It's Bittul Torah. This happens in Batei Medrash. Think about the total lack of perspective when you call Torah Bittul Torah, an inability to actually critically analyze the depth of what it is that we're doing, to take a cheshbon nefesh. Conversation I once had, which is relevant to our group here today especially, we're doing the first half of Tuesdays and Thursdays, is Nevi'im. And when I was in one particular base medrash over the course of my studies, along my own personal studies, I was sitting in the base medrash, and I was learning Nevi'im Achronim for half an hour in the morning as the first part of my Seder, because I thought it was important. So I started learning Nevi'im Achronim. And one of the top guys in the base medrash came over to me and he said, "What are you learning?" And I said, "Oh, you know, I'm going through Nevi'im Achronim." And he said, "Oh, you know, I actually started doing that at one point also." I said, "Oh, how far did you get Nevi'im Achronim?" He's like, "No, I mean, I once started doing Nevi'im. I never really got that far." And I said, "Oh, that's so interesting. I would always like to just, like, I'd like to hear the Chacham sometimes. It helped give me chizuk and why it's important to be like the Chassidim Rishonim also." And I said, "That's interesting. Why is this something which, you know, you don't continue learning? Why did you stop?" He said, "Well, no. At this point in my life, I think it's important to focus on the things that are really important in Torah while I'm in a Beit Midrash full time." That was his answer. That was his answer. There's a lack of sensitivity that Nevi'im Achronim, which is even more explicit Nevuah, is basically saying, no, the word of God to his prophet that he's telling to you that was written down because it's relevant to all generations, that's not important. My back and forth and my thumbing in the Gemara in Pilpul Hashas, that's what's important. There's something that was missing in the Ramchal's generation that made him cry out and write this Sefer in its original form as a response to a distorted perspective in his opinion. It's clearly that I am taking a side, but I'm standing behind the Ramchal. The Ramchal was saying that there was a distorted perspective in his generation. What's very sad is that I strongly suspect, based on comments like that and many others, that 300 years later, nothing has changed. And I want you to begin to think about the fact also, and this is what we mentioned all the way at the beginning, that those same yeshivot and those same batei medrash hold up Mesilas Yesharim, the second version, the one that he had to write when he had to censor himself, as their sefer musar. And they claim that they learn musar, and that they're learning also, and that the two are in sync. And I would claim that the importance of reading the original version is, and the reason that he had to censor is because I don't think anybody was going to listen to him. Nobody wants to hear this. No chacham who's sitting in the base medrash 5, 10, 15, 20 hours a day wants to hear that there's more to life than they think. More to avodas Hashem than they think. They have to respond with, "I don't know what you're talking about, you're wasting your time." And we'll see the incredibly powerful, penetrating, heartfelt, and source-based response of the chassid to that perspective. Thorough response. He's not just going to go shoot back at him. He's going to lead him on a journey to recognize that the perspective of the Ramchal's generation, assumably if he was writing it for them, and the perspective of our generation, is often a way that we really need to turn around and fix. Bezrat Hashem will start to engage the true perspective of Avodas Hashem according to the Ramchal and the Chassid on Thursday.